So, weiter geht's mit dem Interview mit Chosnek. Chosnek, the name of the band in English is Garlic. Why you take this name, Chosnek?
Because
I asked him or you
he's the owner of this.
Okay, when we started, of course, you know, when the band starts, you have to come up with some sort of a name. So there was a couple of ideas, and at that moment, everybody liked this weird and not really punk and not really hard name, Garlic. And we never made it like a real story and no ideology behind it. But once when I was asked for this, why this name, I gave an anecdote of my friend from school who moved to Germany in middle 80s or late 80s. And he became a doctor in somewhere in Germany. I have no idea where he lives now. And once when he was already, when he had already a diploma and he worked in this hospital, he came to his job in the morning, and his chief, a German guy, started to shout at him that what does he think? How could he eat garlic before coming to work? He's now in Germany and not in Poland. So maybe you can use this story.
Yeah, the reason why is it's a little bit funny because Warnfried, he organized this concert, and he liked garlic very well, and making
garlic vodka,
garlic everywhere, and I think you are the best friends.
It's funny, but garlic.
Or you're only making this band because of one.
garlic is quite popular within punks, I think. We were 2 or 3 years into the band already when Submission Hold became popular, and they had the 7-inch Garlic for the punks. Mm-hmm. And then there was a band in Japan called Garlic Boys. And when you come to Dresden, and there is Warnfried doing a garlic show with Chosnek playing, and garlic schnapps, and garlic lecho, and garlic soup. And somewhere we travel around and we meet some people from different places of the world, and they give us patches or badges or t-shirts with their own design with garlic something. So that's quite funny, but I think that's coincidence. Garlic is good for your health, so that's just, you know, common thing with people who try to live closer to the nature.
But now it's hearing like a little bit funny, but I think you're not a fun punk band.
No. We try
very hard.
You all tried, but you couldn't get it.
You know, with each of our records there is a game. Come on, we are very fun.
What are lyrics about? I think you have many songs and many records.
When we played Berlin for the first time many years ago, we were on tour with Klinika, and our last concert was Berlin. And somebody shouted from the audience after 2 or 3 tracks, "Hey, play something optimistic now." And in fact, we never had any optimistic lyrics. It was all depressive, dark. The thing about this band was that many lyrics, and it stays until now, is about personal experiences of different people from the band, or about different people that we knew. And we are not very young, and we weren't very young when we started the band, so there was all sort of personal experience, which is usually not very happy stories when you write a song about it. And that's what you can find in our lyrics. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people were accusing, how could you make up this story? And all in all, the stories weren't made up. They were just the real stories transferred into lyrics, and people couldn't believe that it really happened.
Are there only personal themes in your lyrics, or are there also some other...
No, not at all. There is, for example, on the last record, there is a, for many people, controversial song called Magdalenka. Magdalenka is a small village near Warsaw, which is famous for two things. One thing was that when communism was falling, the sort of communism was falling, this was the place where the treaty between Solidarity and communist government was signed. But some years later, in the very same city, there was a police action who wanted to capture some gang members, and they were barricaded in some house. And apparently, one of these guys was trained by KGB with explosives, and he fortified all the building with explosives, and police didn't know it. So when they attacked it, he made those bombs explode, and some of the cops died, and many were injured and sent to hospital. It was a big scandal that they came for this action without any sort of preparation. And the song is about the fact that our experience with the cops from the past is such was only in such a way that we felt, well, I felt no compassion to them when I to the cops when I heard about it. It's I wouldn't say that, you know, that the Russian mafia is better than the cops, but they are just both evil. But it was personal in a way that I wrote about my feelings, but when you get all the lyrics, I don't think people would call it personal. It's a very strong statement.
What are you thinking? You more making songs with personal themes or more songs with political themes? And then what's more important?
Both things are important, but I think we do more with the personal things. But I think now it's some new songs. We all not recorded it till now, but new songs. It's more political, maybe about the flag, and this is, I think, political.
Yeah, but that's the way of writing this. You know, it's easy to be you know, to shout that you hate everything and you hate the system, and shout some sort of slogans. It's very easy thing to do, and I would say I did the same when I was much younger. But at the same moment, I have the very same anger about against things that I don't like in the world, and but that comes from my experience. I write songs about how do I hate religious hypocrites, because these are the people who make my life harder. Or I write about my feelings or maybe lack of feelings toward the national symbols like a flag or you know, crashing car, crashing planes full of politicians. Just because I don't want to, I just don't want to feel like you know, the majority thinks I should, and so these are certainly political topics. But in Czosnek lyrics, you won't find like a manifesto. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't find a declaration. Maybe a declaration, yes, but. These political lyrics are not written from the perspective of the people who know everything. Mm. This is just written from very personal perspective and yeah, that's it.
Do you think there is a evolution from the first songs, from the first records, until this time?
Oh, yeah.
Evolution in mind, evolution in lyrics.
Evolution of music, I think. If, you know, we when we change the guitarists and now we change the vocalist, it's the music is changed, but I think the lyrics are not really changed. You know, lyrics are still about the our feelings. So he, Michael told it, but the music is changed. Yeah, music is changed.
Does make the lyrics every time the same person or
no? The lyrics write some three or four person in the band they write the lyrics, and I think everyone in the band, if he want to write something and it's okay, we just make the song of the, of these lyrics.
Okay, and the lyrics is a project of the whole band, because many bands only one person making lyrics and sometimes making the music, and you're making as a whole band lyrics.
No. We would make it strange. I think it's rather strange because we made the music. Sometimes we play the some music. You know, we made the song without the lyrics, and then we played it and played it, and sometimes we record it in the home, and then some of us wrote something, and then that stayed a really song with the lyrics.
Okay. At first music and then lyrics.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes yes, but sometimes opposite.
Sometimes opposite. Sometimes we made lyrics and then we made the songs and we thought, oh, these lyrics will be good for this music.
Are there hardly discussions about music and lyrics?
About music, rather about music, not sometimes about lyrics. Sometimes, but it's not really hot, you know. It's rather sometimes we discuss about it. Sometimes we change something, but it's not really a big change in the lyrics, you know, because we accept, I think we accept each other, and we accept each other what you think about it, you know. It's I think we played many years with together, and maybe it's why we haven't the hot. We don't have any discussion, very big discussion about the lyrics, you know. Rather they are they are good for us, and that's all.
Okay. Now I want a next song. What do you think?
Yeah, there is no other choice. We have to listen to Magdalenka.
Yeah.
Magdalenka.
Yeah.
Magdalenka. Okay, we're playing Magdalenka and then we're connecting again.